most of us don't have experiences like the one we heard at Jesus' baptism. Most of us don't have moments when we so clearly see God's presence and so clearly hear God's voice. Most of us don't have that direct experience, but we do have it more indirectly. We hear about it and we share it together, and we practice seeing God's presence and hearing God's voice in stories like this and in moments like this. We imagine what that might be like. You can imagine the crowds who had gathered because of the words of John the Baptist, because of that vision of what was possible that he presented, who were coming seeking direction, seeking wisdom, seeking a new beginning. And they asked him, "What should I do? What should I do?" Before the act of baptism, they changed their focus. They prepared themselves. They committed to new action, to a new way of being. And in the act of baptism, that new direction, that new commitment, that new dedication was recognized, was given form. But then we hear that moment that the gospel writers attempt to describe, even though it's indescribable, the Holy Spirit appearing, as the scripture writers write, in bodily form like a dove, right? Like a, as in, it can't be described. We don't have the words to express what anyone might have experienced. But there was something so powerful, so moving, so tangible about it, at least they thought there was, that they thought it must be given physical form. It must appear like something. It wasn't enough just to say the Spirit was present. They needed to attempt to describe it in this moment. Now, we tend to stick with baptism with the water image because we can describe it, but once again, water is something that is bigger than what we can describe. When we think of water, we have this image, the water in the font or the water pouring, and then we have every other image of water, streams and lakes and oceans, rain and fountains and ice rinks, snow falling, glaciers, icebergs, every other image of water, which becomes something that's too big to really say is like anything, too big to really describe. And that's a little bit like how we describe the Spirit, or how we experience the Spirit, not as one moment, one realization, one vision of a dove or of water, but as again and again experiencing something sacred and trying to pay attention to how special, to how precious that is. So we remind ourselves with facts about water and about the need for water and how rare water that we can actually drink is in the world. And yet the presence, the abundance of water that surrounds us when we think about oceans and our own bodies, something that's so hard to find and yet is everywhere, becomes a good way to talk about the Spirit. The Spirit which is everywhere and yet takes work, takes paying attention to really recognize, takes commitment and dedication to be aware of, to refocus our lives on, to say, this is important. This is what I should pay attention to. The gift of this story is hearing the words that God speaks at every baptism, at every birth, in every life. And though we might not hear them in this moment that's described here, although it's interesting to note that the different gospel writers have different opinions on who heard this. Some gospel writers think everyone heard these words. Some just Jesus. Who heard these words? How did these words appear? When we listen to the divine voice, where do we hear it? Do we hear it in words said by someone else? Do we hear it as movement and pull within ourselves? Do we hear it as insight in the silence or joy in the chaos? Whatever the reason, if we pay attention, these are the words that we hear. And they're said not just about Jesus. They're said about Nora and Killian and Neil and each of us here and each person we meet. You are my child, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. Can we listen to those words? Can we hear those words spoken to us? You are my child, my beloved. With you I am well pleased. Can we be the voice of God speaking those words to others? That's the commitment and the dedication that we make at baptism and in so many other ways in our lives. You are my child, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. May we hear these words. May we believe these words. May we share these words. Thanks be to God.